Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. It's not a secret that my favorite shark species are the regular black tips, Cacoranus limbatus, followed by another quote-unquote common shark, the Caribbean reef shark, Cacoranus parasi. I'm just mentioning the scientific names to make sure you don't mix them with the black tip reef shark or the gray reef shark. Whenever I'm asked which species I love the most and then mention those two, people are always surprised that it's not the white shark, the tiger, or the bull shark. Of course, they always ask me why. Well, the answer is rather simple. None of the other sharks interact with a person the same way those two species do. Granted, there are other species where you can get similar reactions, but if I compare the black tip and the Caribbean reef with them, or those super sharks, it's just not the same. Don't get me wrong, I share a personal bond with the bull sharks, and for obvious reasons, but interactions with them hardly ever, if at all, get deeper. But with Caribbean reefs, I can pretty much guarantee that even a novice shark diver gets something out of it right away. So what is it? One thing is that both species have a rather low hesitation threshold to get closer, remember, in a circle. Of course, it's not that they bump into you or so when they show up, but they most often get at their inner circles right from the get-go, and that tells you something. There is a special curiosity in them that is very intriguing, at least for me. And then there are their eyes. This combination of having warm eyes, at least in my world warm eyes, and curiosity gets me every time. I remember, you know, when we do the workshop down in South Africa and people ask, hey, what kind of species do we see? I said, well, you know, there are black tips there. And so then people are like, what, only black tips? Said, no, you're going to see bulls and tiger sharks, and then they start lining up. But it always feels sorry for them, you know, they sort of want to see the big one. Well, you know, like, of course, everybody wants to say, oh yeah, I've seen a tiger, I've seen a bull, but black tips hardly rock their boats. But for me, it's the greatest thing going down there and know I see black tips. Anyway, this combination of eyes and curiosity really gets me. I have pondered the question many times when among them, what these eyes trigger in me. Of course, people may feel different things, but after so many years of hanging out with sharks, I feel that there is a bond of some kind. And it is this bond that intrigues me. I'm sure if you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You look at the doggy looks at you, and you feel something. This something is really what intrigues me the most when among sharks. So the question is, of course, can we learn that, or even better, explore it? Yes to both. When I teach Interaction Level 3, I always warn the students that one part of this workshop may feel a bit different, and it even may feel a bit weird. But if you have survived level 1 and 2 with me, you're no stranger to unorthodox things hearing from me when it comes to sharks. Anyway, on one side, there is the logical and analytical workshop of what a shark does and what it means. I mean, talking about level 3 and how one has to respond to that. But there is also the non-analytical part, or let's call it the emotional part. Of course, that is not truly correct, since there is much more to it, but I always have to break it very carefully to my participants, otherwise I may lose them even before we really get started. Besides our analytical brain and the consciousness, there is also the subconsciousness. No news here, right? But it is that subconsciousness that plays an important role here, and that is the one aspect we have to nurture during an encounter. You always hear that each person has two minds, this dualism, and that we keep focusing on our rational minds but not on the other part, let's just call it the intuitive part. It is this intuitive part that we have to focus on when hanging out with sharks. I'm not contradicting myself when I said last week, you know, how we have to focus on a shark. I will explain that right in a second, so just hang on for a second. But let's first try to improve that part of our brain. How can we get more out of an interaction? Actually, it is a two-part process. As I just mentioned, first we have to get this triage going, you know, looking at the shark, trying to understand where it is relative to the surface, the bottom, to another shark, another person, and so on. This is what we just discussed, I think, last week. Well, that is the first thing, that you get an idea, that you get comfortable, because you say, oh yeah, this is a shark now, it's pretty relaxed because of this and that, and you know, that's what you want to get. But once this has been done, this is entirely our rational, logical, and analytical part of the brain, but then we have to let go of our mind, meaning we had to let the other part of the brain take over and not keeping analyzing the shark anymore, but do what is natural. Or with other words, we have to let our intuition guide. And this is the state where I like to be the most. Just hang and let go of everything. Sometimes I can't even tell how long I was with a shark or what happened when we were around each other. Sometimes I think, wow, that was a very quick interaction. Then I looked at my watch and said, gee whiz, 10 minutes were gone. Of course, sometimes I try and nothing happens. And I just let it go. It never upsets me. But once that happens, I know I can actually leave the water, should this have been the reason why I jumped in. Sometimes I really just jump in to start to relax with these animals. I know it sounds a little weird to jump in with sharks to relax, but after a long day, sometimes that's just the best thing for me to wind down. But believe me, once you felt this connectedness just once, just for a few seconds, it is like a drug. And you want to feel it over and over. And what's even more incredible is that it doesn't matter which shark you try to interact with, as long as the animal is focusing on you and is that close so that your mind does not wander. Of course, you can say, well, the larger the shark, the less you wander because the more intimidated you are. True, but if you're intimidated by a shark, you can never let go because you do not trust this animal. You don't know, or you feel you don't know what's going to happen and so on. Anyway, that is likely why I love the black tips and the Caribbean reef sharks. So how can you learn this? Well, you can always take our workshop where I go with you through an array of exercises, but there's an easier and, yeah, no doubt cheaper way. Albeit you would then still have to learn to apply it when facing a shark. What you can do is do some self-hypnosis training, yoga, or anything related, and you get the technique in to let go. Then try it, for example, on your dog, cat or so. Well, cats, you know how they are. So I go with the dog. So when it then comes to sharks, all you have to do is following some rules. But it's not such a big deal once you understand those rules and apply them. Granted, if you have never faced a shark, you likely fail to follow the rules in the beginning to let go. But if you just hang with sharks for a few days and really do these exercises over and over and get the quote-unquote feeling for them, you can try to let go right away, and then it's going to work and it will open up a complete new world. So by now you may ask yourself, why should this all matter? Well, on a personal note, it is just rewarding to get understanding from such a misunderstood animal. And you know, sometimes when we jump in a new site, and let's say we have some big sharks there, and people say, are you just jumping in, Eric? See, yeah, I want to get a feeling for it. And they look at me in a very strange way, and I explain to them, look, they send out vibrations, however I describe it. Of course, I didn't want to really go into the details with them. And I just let them know that by sensing these animals, they feel something, you actually can get an understanding with them. Anyway, on a professional note, the more people see sharks the right way, the more power this lobby will get in the media, and shark protection will finally go mainstream, as it should have been 30 years ago. We came a long way since then, but we are still short of accomplishing anything that would guarantee the survival of these incredible, important species. But even if sharks were not important, for all the marine ecosystems and entire balance, just for the sake of being an animal that needs protection would be enough. Okay? I hope I did not lose you anywhere here on this podcast. Send me an email if you want to get some details of what we really do in this workshop. So anyway, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.